Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
We never give in. We never give up.
I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale.
Yeah, it's Biden for you.
And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Speaking of tiger by the tail, that is a snappy looking guy.
Drag me with him.
Now I love them. That's the slickest looking bow tie I've ever seen. You're a radio listener, you're missing out. Roger Stone, some stations don't carry this segment. So he'll sit there a few minutes. We love him. We're going to come to this former political prisoner, now reborn like the mighty mythical Phoenix. That is coming up next segment. He wants to get into the Hunter Biden, the real scoop on this, what's coming out next. Then we're going to look at the states, the election. Is Trump behind? Is he dead heat? Is he ahead? Roger's a real realist here, so he'll talk about with 12 days out what is coming up and so much more. But there's a video that's really gone viral at Band.Video, part one of it, like 300,000 views. That's pretty good for Band.Video. Our thing on the Bidens has about 3 million views right now. But what will happen in 2025? Our great Wilson put this out, one of our crew members. And part two just came out as well. So here is part one. What will happen in 2025?
What will happen in 2025? An international forecasting website, Deagle.com, published an interactive graph where it projects future prospects or trends for any nation in the world that you click on. Although the graph has been updated since 2013, their site currently charts changes in population, GDP, and other national factors of almost every country in the world from 2017 to 2025. Allowing you to easily cross-compare the statistics. They forecast that from 2017 to 2025, the United States' population will be cut down to less than a third of its size, from 327 million to 100 million, while the UK is whittled down to almost a sixth of its 2017 size, 66 million to 15 million. France loses nearly half of their population, while Germany is inexplicably trimmed down from 81 million to 28 million. During this same stretch of time, China and Russia are projected to maintain the same population, while India and Brazil grow by a few million more people. Why are populations dramatically disappearing in such a short amount of time? And why 2025? Deagle's forecast says that the U.S.'s GDP will fall from $19 trillion to $1.6 trillion. Less than a tenth of its former self from 2017. The UK drops from $2.9 trillion to $132 billion, while Canada, France, and Germany follow suit, dropping from the trillions to the hundreds of billions in GDP. However, China and Russia are expected to grow their GDP by $1 trillion and over $2 trillion, respectively, while Brazil maintains a stable GDP at $3.2 trillion, and India loses only $2 trillion of its projected $7.3 trillion. The defense budget for each Western nation follows the same trend, a sharp drop in the billions. While as predictably predicted by Deagle.com, China, Russia, India, and Brazil increase their defense budget in the double and triple digit billions, clearly showing a major shift in national military power worldwide. Countries associated with the Economic Development Group, known as BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China, arrive in a future with greater population stability, a growing GDP, and a booming defense budget. Why does Deagle predict such a bleak 2025 for North America and Europe? Little is known about the owners of Deagle.com, but according to their own website, Deagle is partners with and clients of the NSA, NATO, the World Bank, the United Nations, and other national and international governmental agencies. They say the economic and demographic data used in the making of their forecasts is widely available by institutions such as the CIA, IMF, UN, and USG. Also, they make it clear that they are, quote, not linked to any government in any way, shape, or form. Either way, what will happen in 2025? And why do multiple other publications predict 2025 to be a tumultuous
Black Friday in October? Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I have been pleased and honored to know Roger Stone. I don't know, 8-9 years now. Met him at a JFK event. Knew who he was. Knew he was a best-selling author. Knew he worked for Nixon, Reagan, and others. Then he's worked with InfoWars as a correspondent for the last 5 years off and on and just done a great job. And he joins us right now to look at the election, to look at all the election fraud going on with the Democrats, to handicap it, to give his view on where Trump really is. We'll do that next segment. But first thing he wants to get into is Hunter Biden and all these massive revelations coming out and where that's going. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger. You look great. You look 10 years younger after you got that whole fraudulent fake conviction off your back. It's clemency, not a pardon, but the next best thing, and I'm just glad you're back in the fight, my friend.
Well, I thank Jesus Christ and God for that development, Alex, and I'm just pleased to be with you today through the grace of God. I must tell you, as a political junkie, this is the most interesting, volatile, and I think different election that I've ever had the opportunity to see. Let's start with the polls, because it's a good place to start. It's important to recognize that polls are always just a snapshot in time. In other words, they're not static, they're fluid, meaning by the time any pollster gets his sample tabulated and reported, it's already technically obsolete, meaning voters have moved. Now, what you have here is a situation in which the president's support has the highest level of intensity I've ever seen for a Republican presidential candidate, and that includes the great Ronald Reagan. In the two national campaigns that I worked on for Governor Reagan, then President Reagan, his approval rating reached the high 90s, which we thought was incredible. Donald Trump's approval rating among his base, among Republicans, is in the mid-90s. I've never seen that before. When you ask Trump voters, are you certain that you're going to vote for Donald Trump, or could you change your mind, that number is in the mid-80s. Never seen that before.
So unprecedented hardline support. I want to keep breaking down all the numbers. Clearly, the New York Times said that it was a 97% chance Hillary would win. They would oversample Democrats 10 to 15 points. I remember 4 years ago, you thought on air, 2 weeks out, that Trump was probably going to win, but narrowly. You ended up being right. This time, you have privately told me, let's just get it out there, that you think he's in trouble.
Well, you know what? In politics, a week is a lifetime. So anything I told you a week ago or 2 weeks ago, as Ron Ziegler once said, that is now inoperative.
And I want to be clear. You didn't say he was going to lose. You said
because the Democrats are outspending him 5-1 in key battleground states, and because the media is lying about him, and because of massive election fraud, you thought that might be able to give them the victory, but you still were thinking he's going to win. I don't want to mistake what you said.
That's correct. The trend line at that time was not good. The good news is that I think the trend line has changed. Here's the most significant part of this. If you examine the polls pre-COVID-19 pandemic, when he was leading Joe Biden by 10, and then you examine the polls post-pandemic, and you examine which sub-voter groups have moved, it's interesting. Virtually every single voter group remained in place exactly as they were in the first survey, with the exception of African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Prior to the pandemic, the president was winning a significantly greater number of those votes, particularly traditionally for a Republican, and was headed towards doing even better. Those are the votes that I believe he temporarily lost post-pandemic. What does that mean tactically? Well, if I were running the Trump campaign, and I am not, I want to stress I have no formal or informal role. I am strictly playing the part of loyal supporter. But if I were running the Trump campaign, even if there are cash flow shortages, I would shift money out of other endeavors, including broadcast television to this point, and put it into Hispanic language radio or Spanish language radio in the swing states, particularly Florida. And I would put it into urban radio, stressing Joe Biden's role in the 1994 crime bill, where he is the father of the misguided current federal drug law that requires the harsh mandatory penalties for the first-time nonviolent crime of possession.
Well, I don't think it's misguided. He and the Clintons said that blacks or predators need to be in prison, brought to heel like dogs. So on purpose, they wanted to lock all the black people up, and now they've been caught. And you were instrumental in getting ads and major stories broken in Detroit, in Pennsylvania, in areas of Florida that are credited. That's what the Democrats credit you with, probably getting Trump elected with all the other work that went on as well. But you were a big part of that. And that's just not going on this time. You're not criticizing the campaign, but let's just be honest. You are really concerned they're not doing targeted advertising with a group that we have all this evidence to show them Biden's bad, and Kamala's even worse. She's two peas in a pod when it comes to locking up black people for some reason. They have a fetish. And so if you have a huge swings of Hispanics and blacks towards Trump, so it's already fertile ground and it's the truth, and you've got Biden dead to rights, why the hell aren't they doing it? Is it just too targeted? Is it too much work for the campaign to figure that out?
I think, and this is just an educated guess, the problem is a financial problem. Here's the thing about Spanish language radio, particularly in Florida, and urban radio. It's extraordinarily effective. It's very good at reaching precisely those voters you need to reach. It is not inexpensive, although it certainly doesn't cost what, say, broadcast television does, but it's a very pinpointed, effective media.
By the way, you know this. You've run a bunch of successful campaigns at the state level, a national level at Florida, and you're married to a Cuban, you know, daughter of a famous exile. I mean, you're in the Cuban community. And I noticed now the Venezuelan, I mean, all of the major Hispanic community are shifting towards Trump in Florida, especially and kind of picking up the understanding of the Cubans because they've seen what happened in Venezuela.
Well, I wish it were that simple. First of all, there was a time in Florida where the Cuban-American vote was almost monolithically Republican, but that was a reflection of the revolution pulled off by Fidel Castro. Today, among younger Cuban members, they don't have that voters. They don't have that frame of reference. They don't have that instinctual opposition to communism that their parents and grandparents have. So those voters have to be reached. You also have to recognize beyond Cubans and Venezuelans, the largest and fastest growing of group of Hispanic voters in Florida are Puerto Ricans, most of whom have migrated here from New York. Donald Trump does not need to win a majority of the Hispanic vote in Florida. He just needs to slightly increase his standing. That's actually the key. I don't expect him to win a majority of African-American votes. But I have seen polling, not Trump campaign polling, that shows that when African-American voters learn of Joe Biden's role in the 94 crime bill and his responsibility for the mass incarceration of hundreds of thousands, if not millions by now, of black Americans, and when they learn about Kamala Harris's zeal in enforcing these laws, it is a compelling argument for them to switch.
Well, that was my next point, is not just ads. Trump, what does Trump need to do in that debate tomorrow night? I mean, he needs to savage Biden with this information, doesn't he?
Well, to the president's credit, he did bring it up in the last debate. I was cheering when he did. I do think it requires a bit more explanation. In other words, when the president said to Joe Biden, your treatment of African Americans has been disgraceful, you've treated them horribly, that's 100% correct. But I think the president needs to just spell it out a bit more. There's a lot riding on this debate. That's one of the other reasons why I'm growingly optimistic, because the president now has a wealth of opportunities to go on.
Okay, great. Because I talked to you a week ago and you weren't ready to come on and you were a little bit bummed out. You said he could lose it, but now you're saying momentum is in Trump's direction. So I really respect your view. I'm very, very excited to hear that. Roger Stone is our guest. We'll be right back to talk about the debate tomorrow night.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stone is here with us. It was 3 years and 300 and something days ago that he was here in studio as we famously clicked our glasses together of champagne when Donald Trump was announced the winner. Hillary refused to officially concede herself, reportedly got totally drunk and threw fits. I hope to be having that celebration again. Maybe even Roger will be with us here in studio now that he is a free man. Continue with the polls. Continue with what you see right now with President Trump in this election, with your honest expert analysis. Then I know you want to get into Hunter Biden and how big this laptop is and the new revelations. Roger Stone. And, of course, the website is stonefamilysupportfund.com. He spent his whole fortune, sold his house, everything in that long three-year persecution. And that's why it's important to support those that have kept the fight going. I want to thank you all for your support of Roger Stone, StoneFamilySupportFund.com. You can also go to his website and find some of his great Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirts that are historic. All right, Roger, continue getting into the current polls.
Well, Alex, you're exactly right. A couple weeks ago, I was very concerned about the direction of the race. Today, I would describe myself as growingly optimistic. There's a couple reasons for that. First of all, I still believe Donald Trump may be the single best communicator and campaigner in Republican Party history. The Trump roadshow is something to behold. Voters turn out by the hundreds of thousands because Trump is interesting. He's pugnacious. He is straight to the point. He's entertaining. He's a counterpuncher. Joe Biden is not capable of maintaining any kind of a rigorous campaign schedule. And let's face it, he's boring on the stump. So you have that. You also have the fact that these new Hunter Biden revelations could be the so-called October surprise. Now, I give former Mayor Rudy Giuliani enormous credit because, as I understand it, Hunter Biden turned his computer over to a repair shop in Delaware. He signed a contract that said if he did not collect it within 90 days, the ownership would revert to the owner of the shop. He did not collect his laptop, based on what I understand. He looked at it. He was appalled. He sent it to the FBI. 6 months went by, and he heard nothing whatsoever. Fearing a cover-up, I'm told he reached out to a number of prominent Republicans, but only Mayor Giuliani responded. Then Mayor Giuliani sent a very heavy-duty attorney, a former assistant U.S. attorney, former head of the criminal division at the DOJ, to Delaware to inspect and authenticate the computer. They spent almost a week doing that. It was then and only then that Mayor Giuliani made this information public. It is amazing to me to watch the New York Times go through contortions, along with the rest of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, arguing about the province, the source of these laptops. They didn't seem to be too concerned about the source or the authenticity of Donald Trump's tax returns when they posted them on page one. It is such a phony narrative. Well, we're not going to cover this because we doubt the veracity.
Oh, they let BuzzFeed put out that hookers were peeing on the president. It's just absolutely ridiculous, and it's really woken people up finally to the censorship. I think the worm's starting to turn, though, on big tech censorship.
I agree with you on that. Then yesterday, they rolled out the biggest buffoon they have, John Brennan, a man who declassified documents now proved beyond a shadow of doubt, engaged in various illegal activities, and hid evidence of Hillary Clinton's involvement with the Russians while falsely accusing Donald Trump of being involved with the Russians, and 50 other neocon former intelligence types who say, without inspecting any of the material, oh, this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. That is nonsense. In fact, the FBI and the Department of Justice have now verified the authenticity. Nice try, John. Nice try. That's going nowhere. This is, by the way, exactly the tact that Joe Biden started this morning. Every important intelligence official in the country says these emails are fraudulent. No, Joe, just John Brennan and a handful of his groupies say that. I believe Mayor Giuliani. I think he's been very effective and very articulate in his presentation and his outlay regarding both the province and the conduct.
I totally agree. And I'm going to talk about from your sources.
Bombshells.
More bombshells coming. That's my next question. But since you mentioned it, here's Biden this morning saying, oh, all the intel officials, including, 50 Democrat Party operatives admitted they have no evidence, but the actual director of national intelligence said this is totally real. It's from his laptop shop. They're not even denying it's real. So they're in a lot of trouble. Here's the clip.
So Wisconsin's Republican Senator Ron Johnson put out a statement on Homeland Security letterhead saying Hunter Biden, together with other Biden family members, profited off the Biden name. Is there any legitimacy to Senator Johnson's claims?
None whatsoever. This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. Even the man who served with him on that committee, the former nominee for the Republican Party, said there's no basis to this. And, and the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all. Ron?
Well, they've really screwed the pooch here, haven't they? Because they're saying all these other laptops are coming out. They've contacted people on the laptop with their emails, confirmed it's real. They're meeting with new FBI groups, not the phony investigation that was done. I mean, Joe Biden and his son Hunter have got to be sweating bullets, not to mention the Burisma emails where they're like, we're going to give you the $30 million, but you got to end the investigation. Then they have his dad on C-SPAN admitting he ended the investigation. I mean, this is crazy how obvious this is.
Well, and if Joe Biden was road testing that response for this week's debate, I can tell him right now, it's not going to work. He is incredibly busted. Let's remember what he said. He knew nothing about Hunter's business enterprises. He had no meetings pertaining to them. He knew nothing about it. Just on that basis, he has lied to the American people. The attempts to suppress this news by the mainstream media outlets are unlike anything I have seen in a 40-year career in American politics. But you know how America works. The more you tell people, oh, no, you can't see this, the more curious they are to see it and make a judgment for themselves. I really think this issue is devastating because it speaks both directly to Joe Biden's credibility and his integrity and, quite obviously, the undue influence that the Chinese would have over him were he to become president of the United States.
When we come back, we'll talk about, from your sources and other sources we have, what's on the laptop and more about to come out. Then we'll look more at election fraud with this new shocking video that just went live at Infowars.com and Band.video there in Maryland, Germantown, where it looks like they're messing with the ballots and marking them, which is illegal. With 2 weeks left to the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday. comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, the Alex Jones Show's live on stations across the country. Of course, syndicated by you, the listeners, when you promote the live links, the videos, the articles from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. We're going back to Roger Stone in a moment, former top advisor to the presidential campaign of Donald Trump, the guy that introduced him to the idea of running for president more than 43 years ago. He is here with us, and I want to get into the election meddling, the censorship, the internet kill switch they're basically already implementing, which I've discovered. This is exclusive. With Roger Stone, I'm going to finish up on the Hunter Biden. The word bombshell gets overused. This is just, as Roger said, he's been involved in politics since, I guess, the 50s or whatever. and however many campaigns that is, he's never seen anything like this. I mean, this is so, and the media covering it up is incredible, and the censorship has really woken people up. So it's quite a time to be alive as things come to a head, as they say, separately. I've told you that we have real trouble getting the supplements from the high-quality big manufacturers we use because things have broken down with the COVID-19 economic war. And so it took us 14 weeks instead of the usual 6 weeks to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in. We already had it pre-ordered. And because of finance issues, I put in a small order of it. It's going to be sold out now in like 10 days at current order rates. All the vitamins, all the minerals, so good for your immune system, for adults and children. It tastes great. It's healthy. Everybody's getting it. It's essential. Unfortunately, it's going to be sold out soon, and then we're trying to fund ourselves. But I would take advantage and get that right now. We're still discounting it. 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points, but I'm going to end that sale in a couple of days because we're not going to have more, I learned, until maybe the new year. So what a bummer. Also, Ultra 12, so good for your immune system, your body's defenses, high quality, B12, the highest quality under the tongue. That's 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of DNA 4, still discounted. Selling out of Knockout, still discounted. Selling out of X2, still discounted. Ultimate Krill Oil, selling out, still discounted. So good for your body, your heart, everything. All SRL products, amazing. Learn about those, the proprietary we got made, the local lab. Those are 60% off, free shipping, SRL products. InfoWarsStore.com, and while you're at it, get a T-shirt to fund the operation because, again, I want to thank you for keeping us on air under all these attacks, but it is neck and neck here what's going to happen next year because I want Trump to get elected. But if Trump gets elected, people are going to go back to sleep. We'll even have less support, which is fine. But if Biden gets elected, he's going to probably have us arrested. I mean, so we want Trump elected regardless. I don't support, you know, getting Trump in for how it affects our operation here. The media lied and said Jones is upset the night of the election because Trump won. He wanted Hillary to be elected. No, Hillary would have had us shut down and arrested. I wanted Trump elected. I got depressed on election night because I knew they were coming after us, and I don't want to toot my horn, but I want to go back to that night 4 years ago, Roger, and I want to ask you, before we get back into the Hunter Biden stuff, what do you expect to happen if Trump loses versus Trump wins? Not, and, of course, regardless, the Democrats have said they are going to contest the election when they lose and try to break the country up. So that's never before been seen. I mean, this is really the battle of the gods about to go down.
Well, Alex, first of all, I've made it a practice in 40 years in American politics not to answer hypothetical questions. Before we wrap up on the last topic, again, I want to give Mayor Giuliani enormous credit for bringing this information out. I find it kind of amusing that out of the blue, Steve Bannon is trying to take credit for these devastating releases. This is, of course, the same Steve Bannon who said Donald Trump Jr. was a Russian traitor, that the Trump Organization was a criminal enterprise. The same Steve Bannon who testified falsely at my trial, which is indisputed when you compare his sworn testimony to his testimony under oath before the House Intelligence
Committee. Sure, because no one was giving him credit involved earlier, but suddenly, like a pig at the trough, he inserted himself.
Exactly what he appears to be doing. Look, I've known Rudy Giuliani, I think, 25 years. He's a very serious lawyer and prosecutor. He does his due diligence before he goes forward on anything. He's extraordinarily cautious, but he's also extraordinarily knowledgeable. And therefore, that gives this entire thing additional credibility, in my view. This debate coming up Thursday night has the same problems as the first debate, the same problems as the second debate would have had. I wrote a piece for The Spectator telling the president he should duck the Miami debate because the format was unfair. The moderator was in the tank. He had worked for Joe Biden.
Okay, this is so important, Roger. Let me respectfully give you the floor for a 10.5-minute segment, the long segment, next segment. But in the 5 minutes we have left, let's get into that next because the Trump gets your reports here. We know a lot of the time the Secret Service says, sir, when he's on a plane, Roger wants to talk to you. People respect you. We found that sometimes if I have a message, it gets to Trump. But with you, it pretty much always gets to him. So let's give you the floor to host the next segment, your messages to Trump about the debate, the campaign, everything you want to say. But let's just get back to the Hunter Biden thing and the censorship.
I have no inside information on what else is to come, other than I am told by credible sources that it's devastating, that it's extraordinary. I'm not like Steve Bannon. I'm not going to claim that I know something that I don't know. But just what we do know already is enough to roil this election if it gets sufficient coverage. Thursday night's debate is going to give the president a bully pulpit to lay this out for the American people. The other thing, though, and I think this is crucial, some weeks ago, your friend Joe Rogan invited Donald Trump and Joe Biden to a four-hour debate on his podcast. The president immediately accepted. There was nothing but deafening silence from Joe Biden. The president should pummel Biden every day to have the courage, have the guts to go on that debate with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan would be an ideal moderator. He's not in the tank for anyone. It would be an extraordinary political development. Personally, I don't think Joe Biden can stand up for 4 hours. But the president should. This isn't over. Just because Thursday has a debate doesn't mean we can't have another debate next week, the week before the election.
Roger, you need to fly to Austin because I spent 45 minutes on the phone with Joe Rogan last night. His offices are right down the street from me, and we were basically having a discussion about something just like what you're debating right now. So it's definitely the zeitgeist is activated.
The more debates, the better. Why? Because it breaks through the fake news media blockade regarding the Hunter Biden revelations. If I were the president, I would be calling Joe Biden out relentlessly for another debate. By the way, the polling also shows the voters will hold it against a candidate who refuses to debate. We're now at a point in American history where voters expect a debate. They believe they deserve an open and fair and free debate between the candidates. The Commission on Presidential Debates is not a commission, not appointed by the president, and it's about limiting debates. I'm concerned about those cutoff switches that I understand have been installed for the debate Thursday night. It would be a big mistake for anybody to cut off the president of the United States when he's trying to make a fair and salient point.
Well, it's just unprecedented, as you said, to be censoring him on Twitter, censoring him on Facebook, censoring the campaign, and now the lady they picked is an anti-Trumper. Kill switches. They're not going to allow foreign affairs to be discussed because usually the third debate, as you know, is about that. And that's Trump's strong suit with all the great things he's done. I mean, I agree with you. I think he shouldn't go to it. Then what should he do, Roger? Just have his own big rally and just sit there and just lay out the facts?
Well, if he has to, of course, he could debate an empty chair, or he could get somebody to stand in and play the role of Joe Biden if he could find somebody that out of it. You just gave me a great idea, Alex. I'm going to post a petition this afternoon demanding that Joe Biden agree to Joe Rogan's debate invitation. I think that that could be the crucial turning point in this presidential election. Rogan is fair. He'd be a perfect moderator. I don't think Biden's got the honing.
Maybe I should call Joe right now. He always answers. I'm just going to give him a call.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Final segment with Roger Stone, former top political advisor, former political prisoner, now vindicated. 12 days out from the election, I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, I will open the phones up next hour and cover stories like this. Priest baptizes baby using water pistol. What's the story behind the viral video? This is all the cultic, none of us are safe, all of us are evil, don't touch anyone, permanent lockdown. Meanwhile, volunteer in Oxford COVID-19 vaccine study has died. And there's more deaths around the world. Deaths in Brazil, deaths in Mexico. 5 people die after getting flu shots in South Korea. And they're just teaching us, well, you die. It's what you do. All very interesting depopulation out in the open. And after Roger leaves us, this big story that went live on band.video, Yahoo Finance catches man using a pen on mail-in ballot, election meddling. It's altering a ballot. This is in Germantown, Maryland. We'll cover it all next hour. Roger Stone, we've got 10 minutes left. You've got the floor for your emergency message, 12 days out to President Trump.
Well, again, the single most important votes right now, the votes that seem to be most in play, where the president, through just an incremental increase in his current percentage, could swing virtually every one of these swing states, are both African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Remember, this is the president that gave us the highest level of black employment in American history, and the older Hispanic voters tend to be social conservatives, pro-life, but they're also extremely entrepreneurial. Economic opportunity will flow through the policies of Donald Trump, not the high tax, more regulation policies of Joe Biden. Again, I would shift resources out of other areas, including broadcast TV at this point, to pinpoint those key voters through radio, specialized radio, urban radio, Hispanic radio, gospel radio, even Christian radio in the swing states. I think the president should continue to pound on Joe Biden for yet another debate. And as I've made it clear, I think Joe Rogan is the perfect moderator. The other observation I would make is that the president has a secret weapon, actually three of them. His son, Donald Jr., his other son, Eric, and his daughter, Ivanka Trump. Each of one of them, in their own right, is an extraordinarily capable campaigner, and they have hit the trail very hard. Hunter Biden, I don't think, will be doing any campaign appearances anytime soon. Beyond that, the president, I also think, needs to boil these issues down and frame a question for the American people. Here's the question based on all the polling that I have seen. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, in an act of caution, an abundance of caution, the president's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He had no choice but to protect the public safety by closing America's economy down. Thank God the draconian projections of the scientists turned out to be wrong. And then they tried to fool the president into shutting the economy a second time, and he wisely refused. Now the question is, who better to rebuild America's economy? A man who has already proven, indisputably, that he knows exactly how to do it. A president who got us record wage growth, record job growth, record levels of employment among all subgroups of Americans, black, white, Asian, men, women, and so on, or Joe Biden, whose prescription of higher taxes, he makes no bones about that, more regulation, and more of these big omnibus, one-size-fits-all trade deals that Donald Trump has wisely killed, is going to take a sick economy and make it even sicker. That is the choice for Americans, those African Americans and Hispanic Americans who were in the polls voting for Donald Trump pre-pandemic were doing so for economic reasons. Those votes, in my opinion, can be gotten back. They're clearly open to voting for Trump because they were voting for him at one time. So we now get down to the narrow casting part of this election. Again, remember the last 3 weeks of the 2016 campaign. When Hillary Clinton was closeted in Chappaqua, actively picking out the fabric for the curtains in the Oval Office, while Donald Trump
was doing five campaign stops a day, and he's doing it again.
Donald Trump was getting by on 2-3 hours sleep a night, barnstorming in the Democratic strongholds of Detroit, Milwaukee, Richmond, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Cleveland. You can expect him to outwork the opposition again. Biden cannot keep up with that pace. Donald Trump loves the battle. He's a brawler. You can see how the clouds bring him alive. He actually enjoys campaigning, and he's going to close fast here and win this election. I'm beginning to become increasingly optimistic, but we need to hammer every day on making sure that the true, accurate information regarding the misconduct of Hunter Biden and his father get through to the American people.
Beautifully said, Roger Stone. What about the ace in the hole? We have our ace in the hole. The people, they're awake. They're coming together. Black Hispanic voters are waking up. They know they're being manipulated by Democrats. But their ace in the hole is big tech, unified censorship, censoring everybody now, dialing everybody down to nothing, or outright banning them. My son Rex banned last week on Twitter for no reason, promoting a Trump tweet. This is here. This is happening. They haven't gotten in trouble. And the Democrats are going to say they contest. They're going to say we've got to count all the ballots. They're going to have some states that go along with that to hold this up weeks or months. I'm really concerned, as you said a few months ago, that Trump still doesn't have a big lawyer ground game. The Democrat one I'm seeing is about 10 times bigger, correct me if I'm wrong, to try to just tie all this up because they know they've lost, but make it look like it's contested. And then Pelosi says she's going to try to pull a 20th Amendment event and make sure Trump doesn't get inaugurated on the 20th of January, 2021.
Well, there was a very encouraging sign yesterday, Alex, because early voting began in Florida, and Republicans outproduced Democrats in the very first day. That's a very, very good sign, because I had some concerns when the president correctly criticized the safety and the potential for fraud in mail-in voting. Some older Republicans got confused and were worried that their absentee ballots, which they have by tradition filed, might not get counted, and therefore they needed to show up in person. That seems to be happening. A very, very good sign, as far as I'm concerned. The other factor here...
What about the one where there's a 76% of Google searches are how to search Republican versus 24 how to search Democrat? That scares the hell out of them, too, that over 2-1, people are searching how to change party affiliations.
Well, in fact, in Pennsylvania, for example, 200,000 new Republicans have registered since the last presidential election, easily outpacing the Democrats. So there is some anecdotal good news. I'm feeling much better, but again, a day is a lifetime in American politics. The president has the momentum. I think he will keep the momentum. The question is not, can he beat Joe Biden? The question is, can he beat the fake news media that is deeply committed to hiding the truth from the American people?
I totally agree. In closing, StoneFamilySupportFund.com, folks. He's a great patriot. He thanks you for supporting him. Check that out. Keep in the fight. It's yours only sponsor, just like you're my sponsor. I thank you and appreciate it. StoneFamilySupportFund.com. And with the 1 minute we have left, do they have an October surprise on Trump? I mean, we know it's going to be fake, but what is their October surprise on Trump? Looks like there is nothing.
Well, if there was anything, I think we'd know it by far. They've tried everything. There was the Russian collusion hoax. There was the Ukrainian hoax, which now these emails prove definitively were a hoax. And then they tried to benefit from the fallout of COVID-19. No, with Donald Trump, what you see is what you get. That's why the voters love him. He's genuine. He's real. He's authentic. And I saw him last night. He was on fire.
Absolutely. Roger, I'm trying to get you here in Austin for the election in 12 days. But regardless, you're going to be with us on election night just like 4 years ago, my friend.
Well, if you promise me some brisket, then I might come down.
Fine. We'll have barbecue.
So I'm struggling. And I would absolutely be unable to make the deadline without Brain Force Plus. Brain Force is a great...
You're awesome, Roger. Thank you.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be
be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.